Good afternoon, Jamie.
Good afternoon, Joanna.
Consultation process was done earlier this year on repatriation. And how is this on the archaeological site?
Started, although we're not finished, the consultation process about repatriation of human remains from archaeological sites in Nunatsiavut. So far, we've been able to get to Nain and Kovik, Rigolet, Goose Bay, and Northwest River. And because of weather, we weren't able to get, unfortunately, at the time, to Hopedale and or to Postville. So we've still got to get to those communities. It's really important that we get feedback from all these places. But the reason behind this is that at this point there is no approved Nunatsiavut government policy on repatriation. And although that being said, the NG and the LIA before it has repatriated successfully and brought back human remains and had them reburied, you know, and they've done so, that's happened in a pretty consistent way. So this developing a formal policy that's approved will help ensure that situations that involve the return of human remains and burial objects to Labrador, to Northern Labrador for reburial, to make sure that that's done in a consistent way and that the policy on that is developed with input from stakeholders, and we'll give people an opportunity. It'll make all this explicit so people can see what's there and if they're comfortable with it and so on.
So what are you looking for from the people?
We've developed a list of questions that we think, if people are able to provide answers to them for us, we think that should really help us develop policy. And so far, I think people felt that the questions are useful and so on. And if anybody who's listening wanted to provide any feedback on any of these or had other questions they felt should be added to the list, I would encourage people to be in touch and make your thoughts on this known. There's background information, and the first question is, should the NG continue to consider requests for repatriation and reburial? So this is a basic upfront question about whether or not we should be looking at these issues. But the second question is, should repatriation continue to be dealt with on a case-by-case basis? And that's the way it's been looked at so far, and there's pretty consistent with the way things are done elsewhere in this country and in a number of other jurisdictions as well. But this is, an important question. Is this something that we want to look at one case at a time, or do people think it's a good idea to make one decision on how everything should be dealt with? So the third question is the following. Requests for repatriation have thus far come from third parties. Should the NG attempt to develop an inventory of human remains and burial objects held in museums and institutions outside of Nunatsiavut, or should it continue to respond to individual cases when they're brought to the attention of the NG? So that's the way it's been dealt with so far. At this point, there's nobody within the government has been given a mandate to develop an inventory of all the remains, burial objects that are held outside of Nunatsiavut, for example. The cases that have been looked at are ones where somebody becomes aware of a situation where human remains or burial objects are held outside and would like to see something done about that. And then when that's brought to the attention of the NG, it has been looked. Question number four is, should research and consultation continue to be the critical aspects of considering requests for repatriation? So those have been considered really important parts of the process in other, you know, in previous situations, and should they continue to be, you know? Question number five, are there cases when repatriation should not be pursued, or cases when repatriation should not be pursued right away? Hypothetical example, one possible one could be a case where remains are being kept in a way that's considered respectful, and repatriation and reburial would consume more resources than are available. Is that a situation where repatriation may not be pursued or pursued right away, you know? What do people think about that? So that's, I think, an important one to think about. Question number six, should human remains from archaeological sites be studied before reburial? There are different opinions on this, so that's an important one, I think, to have lots of input to see what people think, you know. Some people feel that they should absolutely not be looked studied before reburial, and others feel that there's important things that can be learned about history. Number seven, should certain elements ever be kept for future study? Just quickly give an example. There's a recent Canadian case that involved the repatriation and reburial of more than 1,700 skeletons from Huron-Wendat individuals in Ontario. And in that case, the descendant community decided with the institution, which was the University of Toronto, that's where the remains have been kept, they decided to retain some human tissue for future research. What they decided to do was keep one tooth per individual, as well as some samples of disease-altered bone that could be used for future research. And it wasn't an easy decision for them, but there's a paper published on this, and I'm going to quote a little bit from that. This is where the decision came from. They said, the answer became clear when one asked, what would an ancestor have done if the opportunity came to him to give a clue, a gift, for helping the children of his children to better understand his life and his habits with the 21st century technology? He would probably agree to give one of his many teeth as such a present. So is this something that Labrador Inuit might want to consider. Question number 8, is cost an important consideration? Is that something that, you know, should this be done at sort of any cost, or is there a limit to what, you know, the amount of resources that should be put into things like repatriation and so on? When you think about it, the resources that are available are not unlimited, and there's a lot of things that need attention. A question that certainly does come up. This was originally the last question, and it's a pretty important one, I think. It is, are there additional questions that should be considered at this time? And during the consultation so far, there's just been one added up to this point. I expect that there's a good chance there could be others that could come up. But in Northwest River, somebody asked about what happens after, you know, after remains are repatriated and reburied. What needs to be done at the reburial site? Are there things that need to continue to happen at a reburial site after the repatriation or reburial happen? Or is it once remains are reburied, that's it? Sort of that. So that's the question. Is there additional responsibility after the reburial as well? So those are the questions that we have, and we think, again, that discussion around those and feedback on each of those from people up in Nunatsiavut and Inuit, Labrador Inuit in general, will really help guide the policy that we develop. And the process will involve taking the information that we get from consultation and developing, well, first there'll be a report written on that to sort of give a brief overview of what the information that we gathered in each place. And then that information will be used to develop draft policy, which will be made available publicly, likely through the NG website or through the Tuknasuk website. So that'll be put out there and will be left available to the public for an amount of time to give people a chance to provide feedback on that. Then eventually, based on the feedback that we get, it'll be adjusted accordingly, and eventually it'll go to Executive Council for their review and ultimately approval. This is policy, it's not law, so it's something that will be revisited relatively regular basis, probably over, you know, every couple of years or whatever. It'll be, that's to be determined at this point, if it would be reviewed every 5 years or every 2 years or whatever, but it's not something that's set in stone. It can be altered depending on the desires of people. That's basically what we're doing there in terms of the repatriation policy.
So how soon do you go to continue the consultations?
What we really like to do is have them done before Christmas. Now, we don't have a whole lot of time, so there's no guarantee there, and our schedules have been really, really full. Our intention is to do, if there's any way that we can get this done, this depends on other people's schedules as well. If we can get it finished, the consultation part of it, before Christmas, that would be wonderful. That's what we're hoping to do at this point.
Would you like to add anything else?
Just that, again, anyone who has any comments on this and would like to, or has questions or concerns or any, you know, any sort of feedback on this, please feel free to contact, you know, our department, the Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism. Contact my office directly. My number here is 709-922-2942, extension 240. I've got the standard NG email address, jamie_brake@nunatsiavut.com. Myself, Dave Lowe, or the Minister, Sean Lyle, here. I'd also like to mention that we have done some videos on this that we're trying to get online. We've been having trouble because the internet connection has been a major factor there. Basically, it's just another way to get the word out there, going through the list of questions and talking about, particularly for people who don't have an opportunity to get to consultations. There's lots of people in those situations, especially people who live outside the land claims area.
Okay, thank you, Jamie.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Have a nice day.
You too.
Yeah. Bye.